Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Woo! We understand something. It is Monday.
Yo, yo, yo. You can't be too loud. I gotta take a shit. And it's really bothering me if you scream super loud.
Every Monday.
It's gonna
be a tough one, guys. Understand something. If y'all listen to this podcast on Wednesday, because I'm starting to give them Tuesday.
Give them Tuesday.
If you listen to this podcast on Wednesday after 4 p.m., Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Just keep it short and simple. What you tell them?
Suck my dick.
There we go.
Both hands. Suck my dick.
Get out the freaks early.
Yeah, like, y'all niggas is bugging. Suck my dick.
I'm here. I got to take a shit, and I'm here. Right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Right here. Like, niggas got to take shits. Niggas got, like, suck my dick. Y'all already know. Y'all know the drill. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Guys Next Door Pod. Follow us on Twitter, Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. Shout out to Big Kev. Got us looking right on the YouTube. Shout out to EA. That's our guy who's always, y'all always wondering who do our clips. Shout out to EA. He be holding us down. Clips be looking amazing.
Shout out to Shay. You already know.
Shay, we miss you.
Definitely do.
I'll
see you soon. But she is out in LA doing her thing.
I'm gonna see her too. Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna all be together.
Shout out to Hell Rel. Rel, our editor. Shout out to you.
I ain't see Rel in a minute.
Yo, and Rel really be feeling away, because we definitely be forgetting. We just be talking shit and be forgetting to shout him out. But shout out to Rel. Rel, we fuck with you. Rel is somebody who's been with me. It's been so long. He's been with me.
He's been with us since show one.
He's been with me there for at least 6 years. Shout out to Rel. Any idea I come up with, he rolls his eyes, but he gets it done. Shout out to Rel. If y'all got podcasts and y'all got a budget, then y'all can fuck with Rel. If not, leave my nigga alone.
Facts.
Shout out to my brother Ryan, all the way from LA. He here.
I'm not from LA.
No, he's from Brooklyn. Crown Heights.
Crown Heights. Get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm from Clinton Hills. Let's stop, man. Home of B.I.G. Get respect that shit. He's not. He saw the doc.
I saw the doc, but he's from Best Doc.
My man said, I ain't going to. Y'all can watch
What did he say?
He said,
What did Big say?
He said it wasn't tough to say I was from Clinton Hills, so I said I was from Best Stuy. That's what he said.
He's from the Stuy. His raps is for the Stuy.
His raps is for the Stuy. All right, cool.
Shout out to all my Stuy niggas, real fly niggas. Bills, what's up?
Niggas know. Clinton Hills, chill. You niggas know how we get it.
Kyle, what up?
Niggas know how we give it up. Fuck y'all.
Fuck, roll with them niggas.
Brooklyn as a whole, we are the best.
Yeah, that's a fact. What else? Who else you want to shout out? I feel like this is love day.
This is love day. My mother, my aunt.
Shout out to Mama Fletch. Shout out to Mama Hunter.
Last name is not named.
I know. That's my fault. Shout out to.
Shout out to Ryan's mama.
Shout out to my mama.
Shout out to my aunt. She just had cancer removed from her face, which is crazy.
But she here.
She's here. She's
won't take her.
My grandmother. Like, I'm going through a lot of family stuff right now, but just keep my. You know, your prayers and blessings with us, and I know we'll be all right,
because
we
fact.
Always are. But life goes on, and we move fast, but never forget your family, because I just posted something today, actually. Yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was just a little interview, but I've been telling people this for a minute. But I just found the clip and I posted it. And it was just basically saying, like, especially for people that travel a lot mm-hmm. or don't live in the same state as their parents are still alive or your grandparents are still alive, you need to take the time to go see them, because if you really put it on a calendar and your parents are... your grandparents, parents, whatever, your parents are 60-something. Let's say you got 10 years, which sucks to even sound. Mm. But the way this climate is, time mm-hmm. is hard. Mm-hmm. 10 years, you go home once a year. That's
10
seeing your mom or dad 10 times in your life. So just take that time to go take those trips. And instead of going to Miami to shake that ass, pull up home.
Go home and spend and some shake cash.
Spend some cash on the
family.
You
know how fire a link is? With the hometown folk? Well, not with mine. I'm not going to hold you. It'd be kind of corny with the people from... I'm from Long Island. Like, niggas are doing the same shit they was doing...
Backyardigans.
Yeah, it's like, I'm good on that. But, like, a good link with niggas you knew from mad long
that's
AC.
That's when I'm home. When I come back home, like, I never can be here for a couple of days. Unless it's paid for. And it's like, yo, you got to get out here. Cool. But if I'm here on my own time, like, I'm always here for at least 10 days.
Got it.
I love where I'm from. And a lot of people can't go outside where they from. So for me to just be able to do what the hell I want, when I want, how I want, move how I want, with who I want, it's cool. And I don't look over my shoulder for nobody. So it's like, I live a life that is admired, but it's hard.
I live a life I deserve.
I definitely live a life I deserve, and I know I deserve more, but I don't deserve it now. I deserve it when it's meant for me to have it. And that's how I always live my life.
It's Love Day. Shout out Mac.
Shout out Mac.
Mac is prepping. He's prepping for, he's Bro, starting easy. Rehearsals for Broadway.
Big time.
That means, so he kind of explained, I don't know if he said it on the show, but the way he explained it is, it's now September. So, like, from now...
what are you about to say?
From now until show day, this nigga is the character he's playing nonstop.
He is not going to act like that in front of me. I don't even know his character. But you will not be some bow tie wearing ass nigga in front of me all day. I'm a poor
That
car.
Is who he is.
I don't know what his character is on this on the Broadway show. I don't.
It's in the chat.
I don't know what I like to be surprised.
That's fair.
I like
fair.
Going and be like, oh,
did
but
you,
I
do
won't.
You know what day you going?
No, I don't know nothing, man. I don't know. You know what day you going?
I was gonna go with day you go.
All right. Well, you know.
I was gonna go opening day, but he clearly dubbed that.
Yo, first of all, I knew that I was gonna be dubbed, so that's why I had to initiate the conversation. Like, yo, you know, we not going because in the real world,
we ain't shit.
Yeah, that too. But we also know you got a big family, and they're not giving them all them tickets
opening night,
and it's a big production with a lot of big names.
Right.
And yes, we are family, but he is married, and he has mm-hmm. a kid, and he has mothers mm-hmm. and brothers mm-hmm. and sisters through the boatload. And so it's like, and it's his home city. So it's like, I don't expect opening night. Opening night would be great, but I don't expect to be on Max list, and I'm not going to even force my way into that. I'm not going to be outside. I'm not doing all that. But I will go when it's needed. And I would definitely go. We're definitely going to go to see the show probably more than
Few
once.
Times.
But just, Mac, don't be up in here on your...
Who goeth there?
Yeah. Cannons to the left of them. Cannons to the right of them. Don't do all that shit, bro, because I'm not here for it. All right?
Welcome to the guys next door.
Yeah, we're not doing this. What the fuck
you? I am Mac Wilds and joined by me.
With his feather pen. I don't want to deal with that, bro. But we love you. We appreciate you. And great fucking shit, Black.
Yeah,
man.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to be a complete nigga in there. Oh, I'm losing man. My shit, bro.
Yeah, man. That's both Tristan.
Yeah, my nigga.
Tristan.
Yo, T. Yo, T. Y'all thought his name was Mac. Yo, T.
Yeah, we ain't gonna do that. But yeah, we so proud.
I tell you
of that.
When you can do that. September 25th.
Mm.
September 25th, New York City. If y'all have not gotten your tickets, then that means the show is sold out, and good on you. September 25th. Ryan, you already know what's going on, so it's not fair to even act like you don't know. But September 25th,
gonna be different.
New York City has never seen a show like this.
Different.
Knockdown Center.
What?
Trap Karaoke.
What?
Mouse Jones.
What?
My... Lord, I'm back home.
What?
I am back home.
This might be my... When's LA?
The 19th. of September.
Oh, so it's LA first.
I might be wrong.
Oh, man. So I get to, if it's LA first, it's on. Right, it is on if it's LA first, because I'm out there. I already said, I know what song I'm going to do.
What you doing?
I can't say it again. Right. But I might change by then.
I lied. So we moved LA to November 6th.
Okay. Oh, so I could just tie back.
Also, our thoughts and prayers to all our people in New Orleans.
Facts. It's difficult out there.
Yeah,
man.
Y'all know I have a torrid infatuation and love affair with New Orleans. I was actually going to live out of New Orleans in October, but that was...
It was?
Yeah. I had booked my Airbnb, and I was going to stay for a month and just fly out of there and work out of there.
That's great. I never been. I have family there, too.
Oh, when,
I haven't
when
been
things
on,
get right.
There's a couple places I haven't been, but I'm going to definitely go. But you're a tour, nigga. You on tour, bro. You get to see all those cities without even having to snap it. It's on your schedule. Like, if it ain't on, you know me.
Is what I had to do. Being around you, I had to take in the moment. Because you know me, I'm quick to get in the city, go to my room, mm-hmm. go to the event, come back.
You got to get to know the people.
I go out a few days before. I might fly out a day or two before just to be in the city, get a feel of the city.
That's fine.
It also helps a lot on stage.
I'm going to start hosting some shit. I'm going to get in my hosting bag, you know? Because I feel like I got a little 1-2 punch. I'm not saying I want to take his job. I don't need all that. But no 1-2 punch ain't going to hurt. I want to see the world. I want to travel. I want to see the stars. You know, I want to live with the lights on, camera action.
I
want to
live with the lights on.
Me, I'm living in the dark right now. I'm trying to turn it up.
Yo, when's the last time you cried?
Shit.
Like, not the real nigga tears, like cried.
My mom, shit. I didn't really even cry when my grandfather passed. It's sick.
When you found out your mom was sick?
Yeah, when my mom told me she wouldn't go on dialysis, and if she was just going to die, she was going to die. She's like, fuck it. Like, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. That was it.
That was rough.
No. That wasn't. It was in the hospital.
Before you?
After.
After your procedure.
When I seen her and I, like, walked into her room. Like, that was, like, some emotional shit. Mm. Like, I was like, yo, it was kind of like a we did it type shit. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, a real.
You just broke down.
That was a real breakdown. Yeah.
Got the, like that.
Yeah, it was tough.
Tell you when.
Come brief.
Tell you when last time I cried. This morning. Dropped my daughter off. High school freshman.
First of all, you posted the picture. It looked like you. It looked like you.
Yo, you said it looked like me for the waist.
You really had to look. You was like, I promise
you. I got a wig on?
I'm like, it just looked like, yo, that is Mouse. Like, I don't know what's up with the hair today, but if the mask come down, I'm not saying it's Mouse. But I'm not.
She's
pretty
not
sure.
Even dark skin like me.
But man, all right, you cried today. Jeez, this guy is crazy.
Look, we about to bug out on this nigga. Why is this nigga walking in on our session? Oh no, that's not even what I thought it was.
You good, bro?
You good? I thought it was. I was trying to flip on Dev. Yeah, I broke down.
Yeah, she a freshman,
this
bro.
This is...
Was she what was it, 14?
You're 14. So this is...
No,
so
it's next. For,
don't start.
No, not driving.
No, it's not. Not
nigga said, don't start.
Really
nigga
not.
Thought I wanted violence. Yo.
No, I thought you was about to say sweet 16 or something.
For everybody
crazy.
Knows, I don't play with people's kids, like, at all. Yo, side note, I hit my homegirl was... She's not super tall, but her baby father's tall and all her kids are tall, like mm-hmm. tall, mm-hmm. like 6 foot, mm-hmm. 14, mm-hmm. like girls.
Yeah.
So one of the boys, I seen the boy, he's 10 years old. I was like, oh, how tall is he? Like, just like how she was like, 5'5" or something. I was like, oh, I thought he was taller than that. I thought you was taller than that. I was like, yo. I said, yo, like what?
We don't play with
yo,
our kids,
she
bro.
She like, yo, I said, but I was really saying like, he's towers over all the kids in his class.
So I thought he was
taller than 5'5". She's like, oh, I thought you... I was like, you know what? And me, I'm very...
Mama bear.
But I'm very, you know, I'm over it.
Right.
I'm like, yo, look, I'll never talk about you or your kids ever again. We don't ever have to have this conversation. So then it goes into, no, but why do you have to... No. I obviously hit a nerve.
And I don't want to do it again.
That I definitely wasn't, if anything.
Right.
I say, yo, She's like, well, how tall are you? I was like, a 5'9". She was like, oh, I was like, but what if I was insecure about my height? I said, what if I was 5'5"? And you'd have been like, I was like, there's somebody out there that would have jumped off a building if you'd have been like, well, I thought you was taller. And it's like, luckily, I'm not one of those people. So I would
what
not play.
Somebody's 5'5" and they jump off a building and they just like get caught by the wind. And they don't even get to fall.
Oh my God. You're horrible. Because we know some 5'5 niggas. And they've jumped. Not high.
Like, what if a nigga jumped? And like, fuck this! Like, he jumped, you
know,
and went to...
You know the little memes are like, nah, I don't want to talk about this. Because it's going to go so left. And they're going
to... No, gonna... listen. The reason I said this is because the levels we have to... The levels of toxic that I have to be right now to balance out this... Bro, I blubbered in that fucking car.
You have it.
This morning.
You have a...
Like, see, I got out, took the picture.
This makes me feel bad. Because I don't have kids, and now I look at it like, damn, like, he has a high schooler. I have no kids. Imagine,
bro, how about this?
When am I going to have kids, bro, am I going to be too old?
Bro, when you met me, she was going into sixth grade. When the day we met, the summer we met, she was going into sixth grade. That's a whole nother school.
As long as my G ain't in high school yet, because that's my dog. I can't see her go. I can't.
Oh,
son, I can't.
Oh my God.
I stay up a crop.
Son, yo, I dropped off a book bag to her. I dropped off because she starts school tomorrow. So
what's she going into?
She's going into
fourth grade.
No, she's going into fourth grade. So I give her a book bag, right? Niggas like, I give her a book and she's like, oh, the babe. Dang, I made a babe. I'm like, who are you?
You. She is definitely you.
So they got matching book bags.
Yeah, she's
right?
Tough.
So I'm showing. I'm like, oh, she's really tough.
That's the tough one.
The oldest one. She not tough. Don't play with her. Don't but play she's with not her. Tough.
The young one.
Sonny, she'll violate.
Stop playing with me.
She'll be like, yeah, stop playing with me. So whatever. So mind you, just to give everybody some insight, I've had custody of my oldest daughter since she was 3 years old. She's 14. That's 11 years. I've done three, then you go to five, whatever five minus, I've done a few first days, that's what I'm getting.
He's been there a good amount of times on the first day of school. Nigga said, whatever
nine.
Five minus.
I've done 10. I've done 10 first days.
Don't hurt yourself.
No, because it's don't hurt, in ninth grade.
Don't hurt your head.
Kindergarten.
You've been there. You're a father.
The point is, I've done 10 years of first days. I've never, ever felt a sniffle or like a... It's been like, all right, go ahead. Been proud.
I'm here.
Today?
Listen.
Nigga, I got in that call. And watch it. I'm going to tell you what fucked me up. You know she fly now. She fly. She really fly. Like, she be on...
She
like, yesterday,
thing.
She... I walked in the house yesterday. She threw me all the boxes. Nigga, like, I need you to lace these. I'm sitting down lacing ones all night. Boom, boom, boom. Right, so she put out the outfit. She like, Dad, I'm wearing this tomorrow. I said, ooh, that's tough. Right? She was like, should I do the white or the black? I'm like, nah, I do the black. She like, yeah, you would do the black. So I'm gonna do the black. So now I'm like, oh, I feel good. She get out the car, right? You see the car I'm driving. So she get out that. So now the kid's looking.
Like it's feeling apart.
And she like, So she get out, boom, boom, boom. I'm gonna tell you what fucked me up. I get in a car and I look in the rear view and she walking. She kind of like, you know, when you like do that once over your fit, like, but you're looking that like that. She kind of was walking and she's like, and I said,
oh, you had to check the fit.
Oh my
God. You had to check the fit.
Nigga, I was in the car like, I'm like, what's happening to me?
And this is day one, ladies and gentlemen.
Nigga, I want you to understand.
You know I'm going to go here. So just when you finish.
Go ahead, because I'm telling you.
To finish.
Hurry up and say it, because everything I have to say today is wild, toxic, it's wild, ignorant.
Let me take it there. Okay, PSA, I don't talk about people's kids. I stay far away.
Because I'm wild today.
But the door seemed to be open.
Okay, so Bruno Mars, Anderson Paak.
I'm going inside. So...
What up? Not even looking up.
Yes, first day, scary.
Scary.
Get it. Cried.
Let it out.
Top three things you're scared of after this. Going to date. Where are we going from? What's the next scariest moment? Top three. Date. And don't steer off and tell me, SATs.
Ah!
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
College prep.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that.
What are the three things? And we're not. Don't take me to marriage.
Her first heartbreak.
Here we go. First heartbreak.
I'm shook, like shivering, because
you missed one. You missed one. To get to the first heartbreak, she had to meet a nigga like you. So your first scare is her meeting a nigga
or woman
like. Yes.
Because she identifies as bi.
Yes.
My older daughter, she identifies as bisexual. So
okay.
If you run into a woman like me or a nigga like me.
That's your first. I'm not going to count that because you didn't say it. But I'll put that as what I felt like.
I'm not
like,
that scared. You know why I'm not that scared?
Because we could go for your top three, my top three. What I think you would be scared of. What you did.
So but go gonna, with yours go first. Because you know me. So I want you to tell me what. So I gave one of my top three, so I got two more, but you tell me the three things.
Let me go back and forth if you want.
All right, so yeah, so I gave you one, give me one.
I gave you one.
Okay, bet. So, all right, so heartbreak, because I know I'm going to violate. I'm going to violate. There's nothing.
You can't.
I don't care.
As a woman, you can't.
Depends what she presents as. Because if she's masculine presenting, I'm violating.
It was like a Jeezy.
You like me, boy.
Like a little boozy.
We're in New York. You better not. If you break up a little boozy lesbian, I'm gonna be so offended. Like my daughter, I know we're here.
There's only a
we're here. Fuck it.
If you're gonna go to like the top, like
if she's going
hold on,
to go,
I got a question. And please, nobody take offense to this. Is the word butch like? Is
nah,
that
that's out.
It's
you
not
a, say masculine.
Masculine. Okay. Presenting. Okay. So if it's a masculine presenting mm-hmm. female
woman.
I'm learning my words, y'all. I'm learning my words.
You on
a masculine presented woman. Mm-hmm. There's In my ignorant circle, there's only a couple ways they dress.
Well, there's the Young and Mays.
Yes, absolutely.
There's the Boosies. Mm-hmm. There's the Manny Freshes. Mm-hmm.
Young Jocks.
The Young Jocks. Mm-hmm. The Brittany Griners.
They gonna put a whole woman into the. All right. Because those are the basketball playing.
And because
everybody we named just now is 5'6" and under.
Except for Brittany.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But then you can't forget about, oh, we're really going there. Fuck it, we're here. Huh? But then you can't forget, there's the Uptown masculine presenting lesbians.
Who's that one?
So like, they're like,
I don't go up this one.
Okay, so like, he was up there yesterday. I didn't see him. Okay, so
I'll tell you.
So they may be of the like Puerto Rican, Dominican.
Like Dykeman. We're going to Dykeman.
We're going to Dykeman.
Okay.
And they might have four braids. And they're like really long. Like cornrows. And they're, oh, no, not even the box braids. Like I'm talking about four straight backs.
Okay. Bing,
and they're like mad long. And they wear wife beaters.
Oh.
Doesn't matter the temperature. They wear wife beaters.
No, everything's just.
And they got a phone clip.
Yeah, right here.
Right here?
Yeah. Right here. Or, but that's daytime. Nighttime.
And they got the pole.
Yo, stop. Let me go. Nighttime is definitely a polo. For sure. For sure, polo with the plaid shorts. With the plaid shorts.
Like the court at the Gun Hill World Special. Okay,
either white forces. Or a good new release Jordan. Ooh. Nothing too vintage.
No. It's definitely a GR that just dropped.
It's just dropped.
She might have caught it early.
She might have caught it early.
Like,
she knows somebody.
Not gonna hold you.
Mad beads.
When the
mad beads
OD
on the
crates.
OD crates.
I'm not gonna hold you. When the Raging Bulls drop.
We had to go here.
We had to choose violence. For 2 weeks straight before they drop. The week before they drop, I just see mad lesbians in the shop. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
They got
like,
the
is
sale.
This a pride release?
This is a private affair. We was not invited. So, okay. Let's get back.
My daughter, they have one rule with
me. So you said the first mm-hmm. was heartbreak. I said first mm-hmm. for you was meeting a person mm-hmm. that resembles you. Mm-hmm. Not physically, just mannerisms.
Okay.
Well, the way you.
First time.
Go there.
First time she fails. That is very, I'm scared of that. Okay. Like, whatever it is that she really, she cares about, really loves,
it's not necessarily fail, it just doesn't work out that time.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, because we don't believe in failure.
I believe it's a lesson.
But the moment where she takes it as
and
a
it
failure,
realizes,
before
like,
she
damn,
realizes
before she
a lesson,
okay.
That's going to be rough, because I'm like, nah.
Back to me. I don't talk about people's kids. I'm gonna let y'all know this now. And I know he's
he's thinking father shit. Like, he's getting real deep. I'm thinking I don't have kids and what the fuck I would be tripping about. So the one was just for him because I know him. That's mm-hmm. he doesn't want his daughter, I know, to meet him Mm-mm. in a 2021 form. Please, at ninth grade. Mm-mm. Me, I'ma say don't talk about kids. Shit. I'm going to say when she entered Damn, fuck it. Sex. I'ma say it. Sex. Ooh. Sex. Ooh, and I won't even say, ooh. I'll say it male. Not even woman. Boy, friend, like, you know it.
I'm just going to look at her down. I'm just going to look down. I'm like,
you know it. You just know it.
I'm just looking like, you ain't fucking niggas. Like, come on. You better than fucking niggas. Like, niggas is trash.
Your girlfriend look just, way better than
I'm
him.
I'm just going to be like, look at. Yo, I'm the worst like, literally, people be like, whenever I say it on my story or whenever I say somewhere, and people are like, kind of like, they're thrown off, but not thrown off that I acknowledge that she identifies as bisexual. They're like, oh my goodness, God knew what they were doing. I'm like, no, I don't think he did, because I'm just not intolerant. But I'm not the best person to have a bisexual door, because now I'm like, shorty over there look mad good. You with this nigga? He probably don't even wipe his ass.
So maybe that wouldn't be bad for you. But that would be for me. That would be me thinking that it would be bad, but you just flipped it up. But that's still my second. I still think, however the story you say is going to go, it's not going to go like that.
No, I'm just going to be like, why? Why did you tell me?
All right, okay. But I don't. So all right, so I'll say this. Me. I think if she tells you, it's a different conversation than if you find out on some, like, not at all. I don't talk about kids. Not at all you walking into something, but just along the lines of maybe, damn, I can't even say, like, back in the day, you know, you on the phone, somebody else pick up the phone. I can't even do it anymore because it's cell phones. But, like, in the sense of you just overhearing some shit that it's just like.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That dick wasn't.
Oh, just start talking to our homegirls, like, girl.
That's what she do. They should be on the phone with our homegirls. So that's my. So that is one of.
I don't talk about kids,
nigga. But if I walk into her room hears, and she's on the phone, like, girl, that dick was trash.
Oh my god!
But I might dab up. I might be like, yeah, keep it a buck. You know, yeah, I mean, don't be out here get trash dick. Like, come on, you my kid. You can be out here get trash.
But
dick
there's
for
so, and I don't talk about kids. But there's so much worse things he can hear on that phone. So I'm gonna just go with.
Yeah, that dick was trash.
There's so much other shit that you should be like, oh my god.
Yo, you know what else I'd be worried about? If he going through my mind, we're here. Fuck it.
We're here.
I cried this morning. I could do this. I'm also worried about, like, I might walk by and be like, girl. She did not know how to use the strap. Or if she be like, I told that bitch, get the strap. What?
Oh, what? My body would shut down. If you even, not even my children. If I just heard any child say that, it's crazy. Because it's like, what? Wow, get the strap is crazy. Oh,
I told that bitch, get
and
the
to know
strap.
The strap is in your house is wow.
That's immediately I kick in the door. Boom. Where's the strap? Get the strap off the property immediately.
No violence in this house.
No violence in this house. Get the strap and get it the fuck out.
The strap don't pay right here.
What? Or I'm helping her pack for college. I just hear something hit the floor. Boom. 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 Like, yeah. What the fuck was that? Bitch, what are you walking around with?
Hey, what if the joy bigger than you?
I'm not gonna think like, what are you doing?
It's not even in my bloodline.
What are you doing? I'm like, this bitch is fucking bitch is better than me.
Oh my God.
Goodness. Guess what, everybody? If this is the last guy next door.
Yo, but I don't have kids, so the fact that you can actually, you know, laugh about certain things that I would cry about.
You got it. You have to, bro. We don't own this shit.
You don't. I think that's why
this might be a little boastful of me saying it. We got one more. This might be boastful of me, but I think that's where I win. I understood somewhere early on it clicked with me and my kids. I don't own, you're my kid, but I don't own your experience.
Growing up now is way different than when
our parents owned us, right? Absolutely. Like a lot of, even you talk about this podcast and what we were talking about last week, like the unlearning, the way we love others, that is all a part of like some sick ownership that our parents had over us. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my kids to go and grow up and have to unlearn. I want my kids to grow up and have to unlearn like as least as possible, right? I'm already raising them to be the best possible kind of adult, right?
Yep.
So I want them to have to unlearn. I want them to unlearn because like their dad is crazy.
Facts.
So I want them to be like, well, maybe it's not, maybe you shouldn't buckle on people, but whatever. But I don't want them to have to learn how to let people love them or let people love each other. I don't want them to have to learn that, right?
I get that. I definitely understand that one.
So, yeah. So when it comes to that, that's what I'm thinking. These kids, I don't, there's nothing to be scared of, bro. We don't own them, and we also were their age. I just wasn't a girl, but I was 14, and I was getting some vagina.
Nasty nigga at 14. I wasn't, y'all. I got at 15.
Get a hold of this guy. What a fucking loser.
I got at 15.
Who held on to virginity to 15? Frizzle. Loser!
You think I wanted to? That was just a choice. All
right, fuck
you. Let's make it to 15, Ryan. Let all these OG niggas just keep clowning you, talking about you didn't get no pussy, and I'm lying yeah, I got pussy. Knowing damn
Yo,
well
what
I
OGs
didn't know
ever asked you this
on.
Question? They ever asked you this the OG question?
How many
question?
Holes it got?
Either that or they said, which way go? Go this way or this way? Mind you, I got asked that question, and I was already fucking for 2 years.
You still didn't know.
And I was literally, they were like, Mouse, you ain't getting no pussy. I said, yes, I am. They was like, which way to go? Go this way or this way? And I was like, this way. And they was like, oh, that nigga's a pussy. That nigga's a pussy.
Nigga said,
I said, go this way. I was just sweeping up. I was like,
niggas, but that was there was no social media like that back then, and there really wasn't. And it was more of
it was literally social media.
At the
risk of sounding like Swiss Beats, it was really social media.
Facts.
We had to,
you had
go,
to go
outside
and talk
and be social.
Facts.
And spread whatever.
So that was the shit back in the day when you was young, yo, you get some pussy. And it was like, no, I'm not, but I can't tell you because I see what y'all do to niggas that say they're not getting a pussy. You're violating them, and it's always jokes. And it's like, I don't want to be part of the butt of your jokes. And I know I was already in that cool in crowd because I play sports. So I was like, nah, I'll let y'all pick on the niggas who ain't as good at basketball. They might be on the team or whatever. But especially when I was in prep school playing ball. So I was upstate, and it was like, it was a thing. But mind you, it was only a thing because half y'all niggas that I went to school with was all left back, mad old. I'm the only nigga on my team my age. Whatever it is at ninth grade, 14, I was 14. My fucking roommate in prep school was 16, bro.
In ninth grade.
I knew sophomores that were turning 18. They were 17
fucking
years old.
Bishop Sycamore ass niggas.
Now this nigga's treasure from St. Ray's from the Bronx, and they move upstate. Then it's like, oh, niggas from Rice back in the day. It's like, yo, y'all niggas is old as hell, bro.
Speaking of Rice, rest in peace, Lil's. Rest in peace, young Steph.
Yeah, facts.
Lost his life uptown. I met him twice when I had CC on the Clubhouse podcast. Mm-hmm. So shout out to young Steph, good brother. Never heard an ill thing about him. Everybody showing love. Everybody from Harlem, Phil, Cal, Prezi, Cope, everybody, all my niggas in Harlem, just know I love y'all. I know y'all hurting. I'm hurting with y'all. I'm praying for y'all niggas.
Facts. Yeah, rest in peace to that great soul that we had around us while we could. Damn, took my train of thought.
Let's go. We got one more.
Uptown niggas that them niggas always just tease niggas. Oh, one more thing that I think that will hurt you. Based on your daughter being 14. What's the next thing? I think.
Yo, kid, what's wrong with this nigga?
I'm trying to think. Like, oh, man, I think it was your turn actually.
Nah,
did I go I second. Went. You went. That, you did three already.
I did. I did your two. Third?
Yeah.
I started off. All right, the last one, and this is very petty. Her first bad haircut. Because my daughter has super long hair. So
first time, like, somebody fuck it up?
She's going to, like...
Somebody's going to fuck it up.
Somebody, like, whether it's a nigga or girl, or whether she's just like, ah, so much hair. You know, whether it's her light skin privilege that overtakes her, and she's like, I got to side with my sisters that have short hair. Mm-hmm. And just somebody fuck that up, and I'm just going to... I don't have no cooth. I'm going to violate. I'm going to make fun of her until that hair grows back.
Not going to hurt you.
Yes, it will. It's going to hurt me when I see it because I'm like, nigga, I'm not going out with you.
Oh, okay.
You
okay.
Can't come out.
Okay.
Bitch, like, yo, Mook, we are.
He kept it on the lighter side, ladies and gentlemen. I get it. He's a father. He doesn't want to think about the... I get it. But we talked about sex. So I said sex. Let's talk about somebody meet you.
I'm more scared. I'm not scared of sex. I'm not.
Yeah, because it's gonna happen whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm not scared of it. I'm not scared of it. Now meeting...
Okay.
All right, here goes Ryan.
I had to really think about who her father was. So you had children young.
I did, 17 when I had this one in particular.
Now, how old was your...
I was 22.
How old was her mother?
If I was 17, her mother was 19.
Okay. All right, so I'm not going to do how you did it. But she's 14. Of course, we talk about safe sex. Yeah. And safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to say it's in your bloodline.
Nah, come on. What are you going to me? Where are you going, man?
Scary to me at that age.
Come
is,
on. Yep.
Is having it bring a child into this world. Now, your daughter had definitely, she saw what it was for you to not be around.
Yeah.
In the beginning, but she was young.
Well, when I went to the Navy, she just turned one.
You know what I'm saying?
She doesn't even remember. I come back and she's three and I got custody of her.
But what she knows is her father was always around and he did it even though he was young and he took care of his responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having that come back full circle into your life and having a child. Have a child young. What does that conversation go like? Hold on. Scenario. Dad. I got to talk to you.
What, Moop?
You know how... Dad, I know you had me young.
Yeah,
Moop. You did an amazing job, and you always tell me all the struggles you went through, but...
What you got for me, Mook?
I'm pregnant.
I might pass out, like, on the TV shows. I'm not going to hold you. Like, it's just... What? You're pregnant.
And well, I want to keep
again,
it.
Man, like, we're
and
all
I
want
to, and I want to keep it.
So that's 15. What we gonna do.
15.
Well, I don't own her.
I didn't say you'd own her.
I'm not gonna be disappointed.
Okay. All right. This is the, I gotta ask these questions because I don't have no kids. I don't know what it's like. I didn't have kids young.
For me to be disappointed means I have to have some type of ownership.
So you think this is just you think if you had children later, it'd be more of a disappointment rather than since you had a child young, but it's an easier conversation to have, like it's you don't have to worry. We could get through this, and I'm here with you. Rather than
I don't know because my age isn't what predicated my outlook on this.
But I feel like growing
experiences up experiences did
absolutely. But I also feel like growing up, especially in our generation, it was always wait till you're married. Wait
oh, my mom was heartbroken. Yeah, my parents were heartbroken. So,
and you were at a young age, but they were old. I don't know how old your mom was when she had you.
22.
But my mom
same age. She's the same age
you were when you had your second
when
child.
When I had my second child,
my mom was 30 when she had me. You know what I mean? So growing up, it was like you better not. So I already know if I would have, it would have been like I waited to, and it can always be a comparison. Like your mom couldn't, well, at that time, you were 18, 17.
I was 16, turned 17.
Yeah, so she already was like, yo, I at least had 4-6 years before I had mine. So it was still like but my mom was 30, so anything, if I had a child at 15, it was like, what the hell?
This is
completely left field.
Yeah.
But I mean, for you, you had your first child when you were 17. If your child were to have a child when she was 16, 17, it's a little bit more understanding.
You're just going to let her know, like, listen. Your life is completely different. This is no longer about you anymore.
Okay.
My life has not been about me since I was 17 years old.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I never lived my life for me since I was 17. That's
You have.
Absolutely.
That's bugged out. I've been responsible for a life.
Yeah, but now it's
my whole
reverse,
life.
Roles are reversed now. Now I'm just an old nigga. Like, no kids. And you like...
No, no. You have 3 more years before you're an old nigga.
What, 35?
If you have a baby in the next 3 years...
My pops had me when he was 40. My pops looks young as hell.
He's the old nigga, though. But, like, to be the friend who's 35 without kids, that's... To be the guy who's 30, and I know it's not fair, but to be
it's
the guy.
Fair. It's not fair.
Because a woman at 35 with no kids, you're like, ah, go, bitch. But to be a nigga with no kids at 35, like, yo.
So I really nobody got. Wants your kid. So I really have like 2.5 years.
You got 2.5, bro. You got to have a baby in the next 2.5 years. Or.
Got to?
You have to. You have to.
36? I can't get like a leeway here?
You're an old nigga. You're an old nigga, bro. You're 36.
Well, my child is 15.
I'm throwing your baby shower.
Yeah, my child is 15. I'll be like 50. That's not bad.
I'm doing your baby shower.
That's not
bro.
Bad, right?
All
right. 15. You got kids? So what you talking about? How old are you? How old are you?
23. See, look, he's young.
He's
and I know for I could tell. I could look at this nigga and tell he's gonna have a baby in the next 5 years. That
is actually Spanish. What are you?
Exactly, nigga.
Nope.
Nigga, them Jamaican women keep kids.
Nope.
I don't know what you talking about.
You got a girl? She Jamaican? Why don't y'all have kids yet?
They probably just met.
Stay out of grown folk business then. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, how long y'all been together? About 2 years. They actually behind time. They're behind on the clock.
They're not behind on the clock.
They're two Jamaican people.
You started the clock. You're 17. They are now.
I'm American.
Yeah, whatever.
I was a statistic. I fucked up.
So what did it?
He's 23.
He's a statistic too. He fucked up. They supposed to been had a kid.
Yeah, you're right. So you're right, saying, you're right. He's a Jamaican statistic.
You crazy?
Somebody, his parents are like, how you doing? You still not? You still not have no kid. Still not bring a baby upon the house.
I don't. And for me, I don't think he's gonna have a kid in the next 5 years.
Bet money.
I don't.
I bet money. Yo, give us your name and number.
I don't.
We gonna stay in contact.
I don't.
I'm telling you, in 5 years, this nigga has at least 2 kids.
2? Bet it.
Bet and it. And the baby shower's gonna be fire.
Bet, yeah, it is.
All the little oxtail empanadas. Gonna be mad.
Why? He's not Dominican. They don't do oxtail empanadas in Jamaican homes, bro.
Y'all don't do that?
It's just oxtails. Like, some of us, but
that's like the more like new age. See, told you. That's you gonna have, be at his baby
you
shower.
You got empanadas at your crib, bro? That's what I'm
but
saying.
But at the baby shower, y'all gonna have the little oxtail. See, told you.
That's work.
And he got to have some...
Hey, listen, I can't... At the end of the day, once the household comes in, I can't have... Y'all live together? Y'all live together?
Not right now.
Like, y'all started?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Y'all started living together? Y'all stopped? No.
She used to go to school, and I used to, like, you know, chill with her in the dorm and stuff. But
they live together.
Y'all not the same age. No,
we're not. Who's older?
Him.
Very Jamaican. Very Jamaican.
How old is she? This, like, 20? Ah, you 20... You said 3?
This is very Jamaican.
2 years, 23. First of all, he's very young. Not saying it's going to last.
Nigga, he's Jamaican. They don't ever break up. He just goes to another relationship.
Levels to it.
Listen, before we get out of here, also, there's something I want to speak on. Yo, you got Spank Math?
Yeah.
Call Spank real fast.
About what?
It's about what I'm about to talk about.
Oh, wow. my God. Jeez, Lord, I know what you're about to say. This is crazy. But keep the conversation going, because
you could just pause it for a second until we get Spank on the phone, and it will come when it comes back. You'll hear.
Yeah. Wow. This is gonna be a hell of a conversation.
When you calling me, it's always something.
Yeah. I'm in the studio. I'm recording. Mal said call you because I know he.
We ain't say no name. We ain't even say no name. We just said, I said, call my man.
I'm in the elevator. Hold on. I don't even know why.
Now he niggas is in the elevator. Niggas got mad elevators now.
Yo. Son, I knew when he said call you.
I gotta. Yeah, but
yeah, the elevator LeBron, shit cutting off.
When LeBron take the alley-oop, he look at D-Wade, right?
You're right. He looked at D-Wade every time. He's never took the alley-oop and not
look at D-Wade. Like, yo, you threw a great alley.
So we have this man on the phone. What did you want to talk about?
So my
briefly,
man.
Briefly.
So briefly.
Uh-huh.
Told y'all this was going to be one of those episodes I'm violating.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's going to call back.
This seems to be this thing in our industry.
All right, let me start by this. I have a picture with hoes. I do. Yo, this is how I'm starting this conversation. So let's get all this shit out the way. I have a picture with Hov, and I was 10 years old.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I was 10.
Right.
He came to my restaurant. I took a picture with the man. I just want this set stone. I post this pic like once a year because I was a proud moment. I was like 10, 11, came to my restaurant. And I wasn't smiling. I don't know if he was smiling. And I think he was smiling. We was doing our thing. So look, that's my grace. For y'all other niggas, I can't speak on that. What was you about to say, Mouse?
So there seems to be this thing going on in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be this pandemic of sorts.
Uh-huh.
Where niggas.
Niggas.
With no accomplishments.
No accomplishments. Or they might have accomplishments.
I said.
With niggas.
What I said. Niggas with no accomplishments get a picture with Sean Corey Carter.
Mm.
And then think they can put that on their resume. I want to let you niggas know today. You can't put your picture with Hov on your cover letter, nigga. You niggas take a picture with Hov and act like you Hov. Are you dumb?
This is what they need to do now. They just need to get a Hov cardboard cutout and just have, when he's there, you just like what? Take a picture with the cardboard cutout.
I was talking to my man on the phone mm-hmm. that will remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure he has many pictures with Hov. You know the difference in the pictures he got with Hov?
Hov asked to take the picture
like,
with him.
Like, yo, come take this picture. Yo, come take this picture. And our man was like, oh my God, another one. Like, right? That's what I want to do. I want to only interview from now on.
Hold on. We hear you.
It's nothing wrong with niggas just taking a picture with Hov. That's the guard. It's how niggas do after they take the picture. It's the captions. It's
Let me hold on. Let me get one caption. Let me get one. I got one.
Let me hear yours.
I got one. Two living legends. two living legends in the same under the same roof from the same borough. Never thought I would be here. Hov. Mm-hmm. That's
Big Homie didn't even get to enjoy his 18th anniversary.
Big Homie couldn't even get a bottle of Ace to himself.
Yo, it's a bunch of niggas that share bottles. Y'all order 3 bottles for 10 niggas.
Nah, I think
then when you post the whole picture, you don't even post the humble quote. You post the most braggadocio. My interviews is how to know, bitch. No. I'm tired of you niggas.
Niggas don't care. Yo, listen though. Niggas don't care how Hov could look irritated as fuck. Niggas do not care.
I never seen Hov in a picture. Yo, man, my homie that goes unnamed. I've never seen Hov look happy to be in a picture with none of these niggas.
No, I think it's worse when it be like Hov's in the picture, but you not really in the picture. Like the comments say, Hov's smiling, but he's smiling at somebody else, and
he's
you in the back.
At his friend.
You in the back, and the niggas ain't even. Somebody sent you the pic, like, yo, that's you, right? Like, not like good pic, and you like, and the caption's like, sometimes you just gotta be in a room and listen to the conversation.
Yo, I swear to God, I want Instagram.
Niggas got pictures of Hov back and was posting.
Yo, boy.
Yo, boy. I want to.
It's out of lies, huh?
I'm talking to Instagram right now. My proposal to Instagram.
It's need a Hov filter.
There's a filter that needs to be. Like, if you see a picture with Hov, scrub it. Like, if you see a picture with Hov and you know Hov don't know the nigga, scrub it.
Yo, he's...
Y'all Instagram, y'all scrub everything off the gram. Y'all stop. We need to start. I'm reporting pictures with Hov.
But we know this is not going to stop. So for all the people that are still going to do it, regardless of what it is,
it's nothing wrong with
it. But at
niggas
least...
See Hov, even the celebrities, right? Niggas really don't be getting close to
facts.
God.
Facts.
So I get why niggas do it. It's just like as a man, though... We all stand on sun. I'm not taking no picture with no nigga that don't look like he happy to stand next to me.
Yep. But like you said, I'm not going to say anything, but like you said before, at least if you're going to take the pictures from here on out, ask the man if he going to smile so you don't got to smile if he not going to smile. But like, yo, you going to smile on this one? Nah, I bet. I'm a meme mug. Because you look crazy. You just came from the dentist, got your teeth whitened up. And my man Hov is looking irritated because he worried about some other shit that ain't got nothing
he
to do
not
with
worried.
You.
He want to enjoy his company and sit down.
Yo, he be like this. He be like, yo, who this? Like, you don't want to be who
when
this.
Somebody got to tap you, like, yo, this, you could take a picture. You know it's not right time for your business plan, for your mixtape, for
this.
All of that.
Fuck this. A homeboy who we not naming. I'm going to say this right here.
We're going to end it on this.
I'm no longer blaming the niggas no more. Mm-hmm. I'm blaming the picture takers. You pieces of shit are taking a picture and you're bothering the nigga. Leave the guard alone.
I have photographers from there hit me like, nah, that shit was crazy.
Yo,
nigga.
So Hova's in more pictures that night
than I ever seen.
And I know, I don't know the man. I know you know the man, but a man like that, I know he goes home and just laughs like, God damn.
And I know he looking at these pictures.
And I know he looking at the bozos.
I can never be as famous as this because the minute niggas post a picture of me then looking unhappy, I'm saying, yo, look at my face.
I'm gonna say, yo, you had to post this?
Yo, was with the man.
Nah, sir. I just got niggas on my side. If that shit happened, I got niggas on my side that's gonna make fun of me, son.
OD. Guess what? I know if that conversation ever happens and I'm in that, I already know who's gonna be talking about me. It's gonna be this nigga that's on my phone right now at breakfast with this nigga talking about, yo, yeah, that's my man's butt.
He'll be like, yo, Hov, you was in a picture with my man last night. He's like, word. He'll be like, yeah, this nigga right here, this dumbass. This nigga's grinning mad hard.
And then he gonna send me a voice note of Hov talking about, he wilding on me. I'm like, damn.
Yo, I don't ever want
to. I can't believe you fucking called me, man.
Yo, I said, hit him right now.
We had to end the show with some violence because.
Yeah, I cried this morning when I dropped my daughter.
He dropped his daughter out of high school today, so he had to cry.
I said, I have to violate today. Good luck. I had to violate today because I said, nah, a nigga went out like a sucker.
He went out
so
like a sucker.
You had to take your emotions out of
suckers.
I had to beat
him. He felt like
suckers.
A sucker, so he had to take his emotions out on other suckers.
You know what?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know you popping out with the goods. Bring the merchandise.
I'm going to wear the pictures with everybody, the shirt with everybody pictures on it.
I bet. Pull up, please. I'm going to call you out that leave here.
All right, be safe, boy.
On that note,
stop dick riding.
Stop dick riding.
If you take a picture with a nigga that don't look happy to be in the picture,
don't even
the
post
picture.
It. Keep that for your archives.
Delete the picture. You niggas is out here living life like it's a fucking scrapbook. Enjoy the moment, you fucking weirdo.
And this does not go for regular civilians. Go take your picture, Hov. He's a kid. But for niggas that know better, just know
you
your place.
The thing, the niggas you talking about are regular civilians. That's why they acting like that. The niggas that ain't, they know how to move. Because Hov showed us how to move in a room full of vultures.
Tell him. And on that note,
suck my dick. And then everybody else.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. Rate, subscribe, comment,
shout
like.
Shout out to Cam. Cam got it together after he finally woke up. Shout out to Cam.
He had a long morning. Well, it definitely.
Yeah, a long night.
Nah. He woke up. He woke up early. It definitely wasn't a long morning. Oh, he woke up early and passed out.
Cam, you rolled over into it.
Rolled over into the wicka, 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 wicka. Passed out. Shake his man's Pamela, and knocked out a couple
you had a
hours.
Long morning with Pamela, and
it's all right. That's my guy. He here today. He's making this episode happen. We appreciate y'all. Y'all know to hit our email up at guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. All that Patreon shit, spend that bread. We got episodes coming out.
Trap karaoke.
We doing trap karaoke.
Go get your tickets right now. If you are in the tri-state area, I don't want to miss the New York show, September 25th.
Facts.
Other city, well, you know, you see us, we there. Matt got his show.
Go get my straws. These are not it. These hurt the world, but I'm thirsty.
Roberto!
And, what else I got going on? I got
everything.
Straws. I got
Biggies. Gotta go support Biggies.
New announcement coming up. I got a new restaurant coming soon. So
chill out. Let's fucking go.
Mm-hmm. Ownership.
And I bet you this. When niggas take pictures, you'll look happy to be here.
Hov gonna come to my shit. I'm gonna tell you this. Hov come to my restaurant. I don't care what y'all tell me. He came to my spot, but that's a different type of energy.
I seen Hov look like that at a whole party.
Yeah, I know. But it's
like niggas got the Barclays and took 80 pictures with Hov, and Hov didn't look happy to be at none of the pictures in the Barclays.
It's all right. You know what? Shout out to Hov.
No Brooklyn wonder legend. That party don't exist no more.
Brooklyn legend. Shit. We talked about this, but it has nothing to do with that. You're right.
You let Hov down, so he had to shut it down.
But thank y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Nets 2021-2022 champions. Just want to let y'all know that right now. Just want to let y'all know. Brooklyn Nets 2021-22. Just want to let y'all know. It will reside where 625 Flatbush Avenue. Just want y'all to know Brooklyn. That. That is where the Larry O'Brien will reside. Just want to say that. Don't know why, but I just felt the need to say that because a lot of you niggas is seeing niggas move around. Niggas getting acting like, I know Ryan think that Ben Simmons going to go to, he probably will. But he go over there, and I don't think it's going to scare nobody because at the end of the day, nigga.
They got to come to us. It's all good. So shout out to Hov, shout out to the Nets, shout out to Clint Hills, shout out to me.
Shout out to the Star.
Shout out to the Star. Shout out to Brooklyn in general, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
And good.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.